So take up a posture in which you can create, sustain sense of self-reliance, independence. Sitting in a way that you feel a balance of effort and relaxation. And a measure of this is that your breathing should flow naturally. If there's some disruption and tension in the breath, then just adjust your posture. So in the world, are we always having to be somebody? Always having to be somebody for somebody else. And we can get caught up with all these different identities. And in the period of meditation, we can discover what lies behind all those identities. So it's, you could say we're learning how to be nobody. And we're interested in the direct experience of our life. So we're not pursuing a philosophical exploration of human life, what's life for, what's the meaning of life. But we're trying to be present to our life. And what is this body as an experience, not as an image or a memory or an idea? What is this mind? How does suffering arise in the mind? How do we let go of suffering? How do we find happiness? Where is happiness to be found? So it's in training the mind, cultivating self-discipline, clarity, peace of mind, that we can make wise and intelligent choices. We can find ways of creating uplifting but realistic goals and cultivate the skills, the life skills, by which we may realize those goals. So one of the basic elements, building blocks of this practice is the skill, ability to be aware, awake, in the present moment. Not just reacting blindly to stimuli coming through the eyes and ears and nose, but developing a sense of clear awareness, grounded, clear awareness. Doesn't have to grasp onto anything, doesn't have to push anything away. It's merely awake, aware. So we use the breath as a tool to help us be in the present moment. help us to sustain attention. So constantly be sensitive to the state of mind. See, cannot stress enough how important it is to develop a sense of interest and commitment and enjoyment even of meditation. If we lack that enthusiasm for this practice, then we'll easily get caught into thought, memory, imagination, or sleepiness and dullness. So this is not the application of a technique in order to give rise to a result which we maybe call peace or whatever. What we're learning to do is learning to put forth effort. We put forth the right effort consistently, then the results will appear by themselves. To begin with, to find a way of preventing the mind falling into the extremes of mental agitation or our sleepiness and dullness. So don't just drift the moment the thoughts start to decrease, start to feel a little bit of ease in your mind. Don't indulge in that because it's a dead end and it'll just take you into dull mental states. So if the mind is very busy and so many thoughts in the mind, don't fight that, but try to be very, very mindful. Be aware of what the mind is thinking of. Be completely present to that crazy thinking. And rather than fighting or trying to stop yourself thinking, which makes you tense, being mindful of the thinking. Be totally aware, like shine a light on it. Then it will weaken and disappear from the mind naturally. So you need a very sharp mind. You need how to learn how to put forth just the right amount of effort, not too much, not too little. And you need a very refined, subtle approach as the breath becomes finer. Then you have to adapt . So may need to be a more intense effort, a closer effort, so that you don't lose the breath together and go into a dull state. So it's an art, it's a craft, it's a skill. If you find that having come to one point of being aware of the breath at the tip of the nose or in the abdomen, for instance, you start to lose that sharpness and clarity and interest in the breath, then go back to that full body awareness or passing the awareness through the body from the head down to the feet and the various areas. Just giving the mind a little bit more space, a little bit more work to do, as to stimulate the mind again before eventually returning to that point of contact.